Moving along. So, in yesterday's daf, and daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara said, Vayhibi me'ach ha-shveirosh, hu'ach ha-shveirosh, ha-moylech, me'hoidu v'yadkosh. Says the Gemara, what's this lashon, ha-moylech? Ha-moylech, said the Gemara, means shemolach me'atzmai. He never won an election. He was never chosen to be king, but he was molach me'atzmai. Why was he molach me'atzmai? So the Gemara says, amri lo l'shvach, v'amri lo l'gnai, but ha-moylech means he was malach me'atzmai. Rashi adds that what does it mean? Shaloihoya mizera hamalucha. That really Achashverosh did not have lineage from the kings. Meaning he wasn't a ben melech, he wasn't a ben benoishal melech. He was loihoya mizera hamalucha. And because he wasn't from the zera hamalucha, really he wasn't fit to be king. However, he was a moilech. He was a malach me'atzmai. The truth is, this Rashi is very, very shver. The Medrash says that Achashverosh was very much the son of a king. In fact, Achashverosh was the son of the king Daryavesh. Daryavesh was one of the first Persian kings. He had a son. His son's name was Achashverosh. In fact, the Medrash says that when Daryavesh overthrew Belshazzar on that very night, so Daryavesh is going through Belshazzar's castle. I mean, this is Nebuchadnezzar's castle, that he yarshin. So he's going through, you can imagine how majestic it is. And he's going through room to room. He walks into one room and he sees a girl crying. And this girl was very, very noisachem by Daryavesh. He goes over to the girl, says, "Who are you?" She says, "My name is Vashti. I'm the daughter of Belshazzar. Belshazzar is my father." And she was very scared because she understood that Daryavesh was on the other side and that meant she's probably going to be killed. And she cried and she pleaded for Daryavesh to spear her. And not only did Daryavesh not kill her, but says the Medrash, Daryavesh told Vashti, "I want you to marry my son." Daryavesh wanted to have some of the blood and some of the lineage of Nebuchadnezzar inside his bloodline. And as a result, he took Vashti and married Vashti to his son, Achashverosh. So Achashverosh is the son of Daryavesh. He's very, very much Mizera Hamalucha. So it's a Pella. Rashi says that Achashverosh was Malach Me'atzma. What does it mean was Malach Me'atzma? Shalaihoya Mizera Hamalucha. What do you mean Shalaihoya Mizera Hamalucha? He was very much Mizera Hamalucha. He was the son of Daryavesh. That's how he ended up marrying Vashti, who was the daughter of Belshazzar, who was a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. So how could Rashi say Shalaihoya Mizera Hamalucha if Chazal say that he was the son of Daryavesh? But I think the Pshat is Pasha. I think the Pshat is, and it could be this is endless. The daf today began, Chel Paras Umaday Hapartimim. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, that in the beginning of the Megillah, it's Chel Paras Umaday. At the end of the Megillah, it's Maday Uparas. So which one was it? Was it Paras Umaday, or was it Maday Uparas? Says the Gemara, Asnuye Asnu Bahadadi. The people of Paras and the people of Maday, these two nations, they formed this coalition, they joined forces, and they had a draw up an agreement. And basically it said that we're going to together rule. However, there's going to be some sort of arrangement. If the king is going to be from Paras, then the officers will be from Madai. If the king will be from Madai, the officers will be from Paras. That was the arrangement that they had. In other words, in the beginning of the Megillah, when it says Chel Paras Umadai, Paras at that time had the kingdom. At the end of the Megillah, when it says L'malchei Madai Uparas, then already we're describing it from the standpoint where it's Madai. Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Megillah Esther says that why at the end is it Madai Uparas? Why? What happened at the end of the Megillah that suddenly became Madai Uparas? He says because the first time Madai and Paras joined forces, the king came from Madai and not from Paras. So being that first time it was from Madai, so therefore when you talk about it in a more historical, generic sense, so then you're going to talk about it from the standpoint of Madai Uparas. When you talk about Malchei Madai Uparas in the general sense, so you say first Madai and then Paras. But in the beginning of the Megillah, it's not Madai Uparas, but rather it's Paras Umadai. Why is it Paras Umadai? Because that's the way the Malchus was at that time. The Malchus was Paras. So you say Meres comes out of Gevalde Gezach. The Malchus of Achashverosh was a Malchus of what? It was a Malchus of Paras Umadai. The reason it was a Malchus of Paras Umadai is because at that time the king came from Paras. Achashverosh's father was a king. You know what his name was? His name was Daryavesh Hamadai. His father was a king, but he was from Madai. The kingdom of Achashverosh was a kingdom of Chel Paras Umadai. It was Paras, it wasn't Madai. It was nice. It was Paras. So if it was Paras, so here you refer to him as a Melech Paras, but he's Mizerahu. He's from Zerah Madai. So Zok Rashi Vayibi Me Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh Hamoylech Meyodavad Gush. What does it mean? Hamoylech Shemalach Meyatzmoy. What is Shemalach Meyatzmoy? Shalli Hoy Mizerah Malucha Zok Rashi was Mizerah Malucha. His father was Dayavash Hamadai. Yes, father was Dayavash Hamadai, Mazel Tov, but he's the king of Paras. So if this was a Madai who Paras the Gemalchus, then it would have been very nice. So it would have stimmed. But it wasn't a Madai Uparas de Gamalchus, it was a Paras Umadai de Gamalchus. So clapping Malchus, Paras Umadai, he's Loyayim Mizera Malucha. It's like saying someone who's the son of the king of Iraq suddenly became the king of Saudi Arabia. It's very nice. He's Mizera HaMalucha. Not in Saudi Arabia, he's not. So what does that help him? The fact that he stems from. This was a Malchus of Paras Umadai, Chel Paras Umadai. That's the first Gemara that we learned. Who was Achashverosh's father? It's Dayavish HaMadai. Of course he came from Malchus. Rashi knows that. He knows the Messiah came from Malchus. But he came from Madai. Yet, a person who's the son of the king of Madai is ruling when it's Chel Paras Umadai. That's Malach Me'atzmai. That's what Rashi means. Maybe it's Emes.